Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back to keep us company this week with his soon-to-be fifth number one.
Less than three years.
Bailey Zimmerman, our ACM nominee, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Is it wild to like hear that, like fifth single in less than 3 years?
Yeah, man. Honestly, everything in life right now is insane. Yeah.
It's still hard.
It's hard to even comprehend being here talking to you. It's crazy.
Right? Yeah. Or just like think about how different your life is in probably like what, 4 years total?
Oh, yeah.
Like when you look back to you, like, is there like, do you ever think like, if I could tell myself what the world would be like now, is there any chance that Bailey like 4 or 5 years ago even believes that's possible?
Yes. I remember it all the time. I think back to like being like, oh yeah, I just got to keep working hard. I just got to keep grinding. I just got to keep going. And he would probably be like, we did it. And I'm like, yeah, we did everything that you thought you were going to do. And it's like, no way. And I'm like, yeah. And we even did this and this, and you don't even know about that. And yeah, it was so crazy. Yeah.
I feel like you're in a similar position. Jelly Roll always talks about this. Like, I got to start dreaming bigger because all my dreams keep coming true that like, I almost can't like move the goalpost far enough to like think about what I want to do next.
Which is fun too, because sometimes stuff you can't even like, not only this, you know, Luke Combs collab, but also the Big X collab.
Yeah.
That was like out of the blue. And I never thought I'd be able to do something like that, you know? And
for sure.
Now, like, I'm just like, what else can I dream up? Like, what else can we do, baby? Let's go. I know, right?
I want to talk more about both of those things. But first, let's talk about Holy Smokes. Currently in the top 10, by the time this airs, it'll be much closer to
Hopefully, number one.
Let's go. Talk about the day that you guys wrote this song and kind of like, what was the inspiration for it, how it came about?
So I didn't write this one. It was Michael Tyler, Ben Stennis, Laura Alexander.
That sounds right.
That sounds right. Yeah. Ben Stennis, Laura Alexander, and Michael Tyler. They sent it to me and they were like, yo, what do you think of this song? And first listen, I was like, oh yeah. Because the first reason being it related to me so much, it was scary. It was like, this song is so my life and exactly how things went that I could have wrote this song. And that's how I felt. Like, I knew it was like, this is my song. I got to sing this song. And then when I put my vocal on it for the first time, I was like, this song is so easy to sing for me. It's like my song. And then, yeah, to see it, oh, man, it's so nice. It's so cool. It's like the best feeling in the world when you see something that you believed in work like it is. It's just like, let's freaking go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's really exciting. How do you handle, because I feel like probably a lot of times now everybody's like sending you songs like, hey, we wrote this. It sounds like you. We had you in mind. Like, that's got to both be like flattering and I'm sure overwhelming sometimes, like getting stuff like that.
Actually, it's like my favorite thing. I actually love listening to songs for hours and hours and hours. I'll listen to like, I'll stop what I'm doing to go listen to a song somebody sends me just because it's like the most exciting thing ever. This could be my next thing.
Yeah.
You know, this could be my next song that I put out, you know, so let's go freaking listen to this thing. Yeah. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's like something that you're not looking for or sounds too close to this or that. But man, I've never appreciated songwriters more than really I do now. Like, they've had such a massive part of my career in helping me tell my story. Because it's hard. It is hard for me to like be on the road and be thinking about just all these creative things around albums yeah. and the show itself and just like writing songs. So when I can give them an idea that I have and they can go write that, mm-hmm. it's so nice because they're like helping me tell my story. So yeah, shout out freaking songwriters.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll listen to songs all day, every day. It's my favorite thing to do.
For sure. And it's kind of like you probably are at the point now where you understand why people have to like schedule time in their calendar to take off to write. Because if you don't like just spend time living, like it is hard when you're like mm-hmm. on the road and all these things and you're tired all the time. Like you don't like, you're not having the same kind of inspiration you would in everyday yeah. life.
Yeah, you're kind of just pushing yourself yeah. a little like over the edge trying to like do everything all at once. And that's, it just gets to where you're not writing with the same intensity and passion that you should be writing with. And that's, I didn't put out a record last year because I thought I'm gonna write more for this one, and I have some songs that I really want to write and mm-hmm. that I'm close to, but I don't want to put them out this year. I'm gonna put them out next year, and I'm gonna put out all this stuff that I've got next year because I'm gonna keep working. And I'm so glad I did that because it gave me the time to write with yeah. passion and gave me time to really hone in on what am I trying to say out of this album? What do these songs mean to me, and why are they on the album, and mm-hmm. why are they placed where they're at? And so, yeah, you definitely need allotted time to let yourself not only calm down from the road and calm down from all like these not real life days and nights. And then you can start getting back into like, okay, I can start clearly thinking about this mm-hmm. idea and what I want it to be and really lock into that, you know? So yeah, super important. And shout out songwriters. Thank you for helping me tell my story because wouldn't be here without you. So.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about the Luke Combs collab. By the time this airs, that will officially have dropped.
Yep.
So tell me, like, how did this happen? Who wrote this song? How did it come to? I want to know everything.
It's insane. So I had the song Backup Plan in my notes for a long time before I sent it to Luke. Mm-hmm. So the writers of it are Tucker Bethard and
I don't know
Jimmy Bell.
Okay.
Sorry, dude, ADHD. It's awful. It's so awful. We've got so many writers on this album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Backup Plan was written by Tucker Bethard and Jimmy Bell. And Tucker Bethard sent me the song and was like, hey, man, this is just a cool song. And when I first got it, it was a little chiller than what everybody's hearing now.
The mid-tempo. It was
like chiller. It was like more swampy, like chill. But then we were like, nah, this song needs to be big. So I cut it in the studio immediately and was like, dude, I love this song. And when I first got the first like rough vocal back of my vocal, all I could hear was Luke Combs being on the second verse. I was like, dude, this would be sick. But I didn't know Luke. I didn't have his number. And to me, it means something when you have a relationship with yeah. the artist you want to do a song with. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep this in my back pocket. And if I ever meet Luke and I feel like, you know, I should show him the song, I'm going to do it. So then Luke ended up inviting me to the concert for Carolina. And we hung out a bunch during the day, and the guy was like so nice, and we kind of like kicked it off. And then we ended up doing a song that night and hanging out, and he gave me his number. And I didn't show him the song that day. I didn't text it to him for a long time after that too, because I was like super nervous.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, is this the song? Is this the right one? Is it, you know, all these things, just questioning. And then finally one day I was like, dude, screw it. Just send him the song. You know, like if he says no, that's fine, but just send it and you'll never know if you don't. So sent it, and yeah, he didn't respond for like, man, a month. It took him a month to hit me back. And it was fine.
No, but you had to have been like in the 48
hours
after sending that text.
The suspense was unreal. The suspense was unreal. You know, we had some people around him that was like, hey, yo, it's not a no from Luke. You know, he's really been jamming this song. He's been showing people this song. So just hold out. Like, he doesn't do a lot of collabs. He doesn't do a lot of things, you know. And so, you know, give him time on this. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, no pressure. And then all of a sudden, one day, he texts me and he says, this song rips, I'm in, period. And I'm like, the most anticlimactic, you know, climactic. The suspense had been building forever with me. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, just, I'm in. I'm like, I was like silent, like super freaking pumped in my studio. And yeah, and then now we have a song together and we did videos together, and doing all the content with him was so fun, and playing it with him at Stagecoach was so lit. And yeah, it's just a dream come true for me, a full circle moment, because my first full band show I ever played was in 2021, I believe, and it was at Rock the South, and Luke Combs was headlining that night. But I played at 2 p.m., and I watched his set that night. And then to go all the way back around, my first big country collab is with Luke now, and that's just so crazy to me. It's like the testament of the song, you know, the testimony is like, man, there's so many times that I've had in the last, not only in the last year, but in the last 4 years of my being a country artist, like falling on my face in front of a lot of people and disappointing a lot of people a lot. And learning from that is like the testament of backup plan is like, yo, I could have quit. There's a lot of people that are telling me you should, but I didn't. And I'd have never known, man. I'd have never had the song with Big X. I'd have never had the song with Luke. It's like, yeah, you got to keep going. You'd have no backup plan. And when people are telling you that you should quit, that's more of a reason to not quit. Don't quit. Keep freaking going. So, yeah, it's just a full circle moment and such a testimony to everything we're talking about. It's just like, gosh dang, keep freaking going, you know?
This is awesome. I love that, because when I saw the title of it, I was like, I wonder what this is going to be about. And I wasn't expecting it to be such a like heartfelt message of like the backup plan is like you just get back up.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't like think of another song to even compare that to, which is like, I'm, you know, as songwriters and people listening to music, you're like, how many times can somebody write something that's a sentiment that I haven't heard before?
Right.
But I think it's just such a great anthem, and I love how big you guys made it.
Thanks.
I know you said you've been spending some more time with Luke. What have you like learned about Luke spending time with him, or learned to like really appreciate about like how he works on stuff?
He's a really good idol to have. My biggest goal in life is to have like a wife and kids. Like, you know, I'm always like, oh, I'm single, but I'm like, I actually do want kids and a farm and like 10 golden retrievers and a wife. And that's like my ultimate goal. And just seeing Luke, how he really makes his kids and his wife like such a priority and his family such a priority. Man, I don't know. I just really respect him a lot. And I still get nervous around the guy because I respect him so much, because I'm just like, dude, not only are you just an insane artist that has done it all right, but gosh, as a family man, you're just crushing it. And it's like, yeah, I look up to him so much. So he's just, oh, gosh, such a great guy.
That's such an interesting thing that you say that, because I feel like, yeah, you can get starstruck around anybody and that like wears off in this business. But when you have so much respect for someone, you're almost like, there's so many things I want to ask you because like I really do look up to you. That's a whole different feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you really respect somebody, you're like, dude, you're impressive. Like, you impress me, and you're like, whoa, I aspire to be something like you, like freaking Luke Combs, bro.
Amazing. All right, so this is the first of really like the new music that we're hearing off of this new project that you're talking about that you've been working on. And we were talking before we turned the mics on just about how like crazy it is that Religiously came out 2 years ago. Like in my mind, it was just last year.
Yeah.
That May 2023, so we're coming up literally on 2 years. So like, what can you say about this next project? Like what you wanted to say with it, what the message is, why these songs?
Oh, there's so much. It is 2 years of like going, I love the song, I hate the song. I love this song, I hate the song. It's so 2 years of like questioning and trying to make everything right and make it to where I love it and just put my all into like every single song, put my all into the creative around it. I really want to show people that I'm a real artist. Like I'm a real country artist. Not even that, I'm a real artist. I can do anything. I'm doing everything. Mm-hmm. And I want to show like my growth and how hard I've been working on to get my voice better and my production better and knowing what production is and how to do it. You know, I've this whole record, I helped do almost everything in the studio. And I just want people to see my growth as an artist. And I want people to see like, yo, I'm here to stay. I'm here to like put my name here. I've got a lot to say. And yeah, this new album is just the last 2 years of my life, and the album itself is where I'm at now, but it also jumps back to how I used to feel. Some of the feelings that I didn't get to say on Religiously, the album, are on this album, and there's a couple stories from back in like 2018 that I wrote about that I always wanted to say but can never do it, and then I finally wrote the song that I loved, and so it's a new era of me but it's, I would say it's taken all of everything I've done and combining it, and it's like this new thing. There's things that go a little bit out there that are like experimental songs, a couple of them, but then you still have these really sad, emotional songs that mean a lot to me. And then I've got this new sound that I'm really going after that's just something I haven't done quite before, I guess. Like, I haven't done it like I'm doing it on this new record, so.
How would you describe it? Like, who knew how?
Oh, man, I don't even know. It's just something that I've never heard before personally, and that, okay, I'm, like, super stoked to be chasing. And it's, like, I would say it brings more of the country out of me without being like, oh, that just sounds like you did a country song. The last 2 years, I've really focused on a few of these songs and making sure they sound not like anything else, but they feel like they fit in the space, I guess.
The genre, the lane.
The genre, yeah. I guess. But it's like, it's not just BZ trying to do Western. It's like BZ, Western, small town, who I really am. Mm-hmm. And I'd say I'm trying to portray that too. Like,
yeah,
who I really am. I was born and raised in a small ass town, and where we farmed, and I drank beer on Friday nights. Well, we drank beer every night, and we threw parties, and there was nothing to do, so we made something to do. And I grew up just like every other small town country ass kid, mm-hmm, but I didn't wear boots. I wore like sneakers and like, yeah, flat bill hats, and I didn't really like bootcut jeans. I liked more skinny jeans. So I would say I'm just trying to like portray who I really am, so nobody gets it mixed up, and I guess just show like my growth as an artist and to tell more stories, you know. Yeah. I feel like these stories on this new record are just like stuff I haven't really said before, but it's still gonna like scratch that itch, you know, I guess.
For so sure.
I could talk about it forever. Yeah. Like I said, it's been 2 years in the making, mm-hmm, but man, I'm so freaking excited for people to hear all this stuff. Yeah.
It's so funny that as you were talking about that, I was like, that sounds so much like where I grew up, but I forget, like, we both grew up in Illinois. Yeah. I grew up like central Illinois, you a little, yeah, bit more southern, but that is exactly how I grew up. Like, grew up surrounded by farms. I didn't farm. My family didn't, yeah, farm. And I've always felt like there's this constant argument right now about like what country music is and all these things. Right. And I'm like, I mean, I feel like I grew up country, but if you'd asked me growing up, I'd be like, we're not in the country. Like, I'll drive you out to the country and show you that. But like, yeah, still, it was the soundtrack to our life. And I think that, like, you know, that's still like, that's a lot of people in America that grew up like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, hearing you talk about that, I feel like you've had a crazy couple of years. But what I'm hearing from you is like, you're finding your footing and like really finding your sound. And that's what like people struggle with in their sophomore album. So the fact that you're there, like, kudos to you, dude.
Thanks.
It's a good place to be.
No, it's crazy to even be here because it's taken up until now to get there, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. There was a long time, like there was a year and a half of like being like, I have no idea what's going on. And I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this song out and that song out. And this production is not right. And all these things aren't right. And it's not aligning. And then all of a sudden, everything started like pieced together and started sounding right. And I got this song right. And I got that song right. And I almost put the album out last year.
Really?
I almost put it out. I was going to put it out. And then something in me, I prayed about it a lot. I was like, man, I don't feel great about this. I don't love the way these songs are right now. I want them better and I want this better. And I don't like how, I just didn't like anything.
Yeah.
And I went to everybody and I was like, I'm not putting the album out. And they were like, what? And I'm like, no, I can't. Like, I just can't. I'm not going to be happy with it. And that's just not fair to anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not fair to me. That's not fair to the fans. That's not fair to anybody. I need to really focus up on this. I'm not focused right now. I'm not locked in and I need to get locked in. And, you know, I was going through like a rough time in life too at that. We had been on the Morgan tour and like it was crazy and I hadn't really like processed any of that. And I was still trying to live life too and be normal and me. And I didn't even know who me was and, yeah, all these things. And then I started finding who I was and started being okay with who I am and loving myself. And that's when everything started to come together, was like, man, I got out of this slump. I found happiness again. I was happy. I was excited about music and about everything. And then it all just started to piece together. And now it's finally all together and everything feels so, so good. And I'm so freaking excited about this new record. So yeah. Yeah. I've found my sound and I really hope people dig it and like just feel all the hard work because I put a freaking lot of hard work into this one. So
I think people always know when an artist starts making the art that is the most genuine to them, and that's when things like yep. get another level. And so I know that fans are going to be so excited for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I also want to talk about your big ACM nomination for New Male Artist of the Year. What was your reaction to that? Were you awake for the news?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you were.
Of course. Right. Well, of course I am.
So many people like sleep through that news because we don't. A lot of times we don't get a heads up before it's like.
Well, I don't be sleeping. So no. I don't sleep that much. I'm like wired, like 7 a.m., it's like, I can't wait to bounce out of bed.
You strike me as someone who, like, eyes open and you're, like, immediately
scared. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I wake up and as soon as I see, like, Marley and Pi, and they're, like, kind of ready for the day already, yeah. like, waiting on me to wake up, I'm, like, already, like, ready to play with them. So we'll, like, run downstairs and we'll throw the ball and go outside. So I'm, like, all ready. So I was up and I saw it. I'm like, no freaking way. Let's freaking go, baby. And then we went and golfed, and I was so stoked that I broke my driver in half. But
like, how did you break it in half?
Well, so
over your knee.
The real story. Like... No. So the real story was, I was having such a great day, and I was golfing one of my favorite courses. So I was like, just having fun and goofing off and messing around, and I wanted to try to hit the golf ball like a baseball, like the golf club was a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. And I did, but I hit it right in the middle of the like in the shaft, not with the head of the golf club. So it like just broke in half.
Oh my God.
Well, that's the real story.
You'll remember that for sure.
Oh yeah.
Now that you've got like a couple award shows under your belt and like we go into these, like do you still get nervous to go to award shows? Do you feel like you like is walking the red carpet? Like still are you like, oh my God, this is crazy?
Oh yeah. Well, usually because I'm in like clothes that like I don't really love, you know, and I'm like not comfy in.
Cause no one's comfortable in those clothes.
Who loves to get into a suit? Not me. I'm like, give me a freaking t-shirt. So let's petition for like red carpets to not be, you know, hey, let me show up with a baseball cap if I want to. Anyways, different thing for a different day. But yes, I do get nervous because you have to go talk to people. And for some reason, they've always made me nervous.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's nerve-wracking. Like, the energy is just kind of
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, and you're trying to match energy, too.
So do you know yet if you might get a performance?
I don't know.
I was, like, thinking about the flute thing. That feels like that would be a fun time to get to do that. But.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm even able to go. Womp womp.
Womp womp. Do you have womp, something womp. Else? This is what always happens is like you guys make your schedules like a year and a half out and right. we don't know when this stuff is going to be. All right. Well, yep. we won't. Hopefully that will all work out.
Hopefully it works out.
We'll be good. Something else I wanted to ask you about was the Big X collab. Talk about how yep. this like came together because like you and I, like growing up, like, you know, we've lived through a lot of like country hip hop collaborations.
Oh, yeah.
And this always feels like it goes so well to me. Some people don't think that, but I love it.
It was always, when I heard Big X was doing a country album, I was like kind of bummed because I was like, oh man, he didn't like hit me up. Like, I wish he'd hit me up because I really want to do a song with him because I know all of his songs.
Yeah.
So like, where I'm from, we bump everything. We bump rap on our 12-inch subs in the back more than we do like country. I was like, grew up listening to like Drake and like a lot of rapper. Lil Wayne was a huge one. So when I heard of Big X, I just had always loved his flow. And then when I heard he was doing the record, I was like, dang, how cool would that be? And then all of a sudden, one day he just sent me the song. And he was like, hey, man, what do you think of this song? And I was like, holy freaking crap, dude, this song is like freaking badass, dude. And then he was like, yeah, you should cut it and you should do it with me. And I'm like, dude, rock and roll, let's go. And then I cut it for the first time. And then, yeah, we like FaceTimed and he was like, bro, this song, man. I'm like, I know, like this song is sick.
It's awesome. And it's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah, I got a freaking song with Big X.
Just like add it to the list of like cool things that I feel like keep happening to you. So we've got the song's going to come out, ACMs, then you are launching into tour and like album time. Talk about the New to Country tour. I know you're bringing out Dylan and Drew, which is going to be so fun. Love both of those guys. Talk about taking them on the road with you.
It's so fun because, you know, last year I got to tour with Josh Ross and Brandon Wisham, and that was so much fun. But Drew has been a buddy since I started and such a champion of mine before I even had a song out. Mm-hmm. So getting to, you know, it's kind of like a hometown thing. It's like,
yeah, another,
you know,
Illinois, like, guy. Yeah.
You know, yeah. What up? I think it's just going to be so much fun getting to go out with him. And then I've been a fan of Dylan, since I moved to town, since I moved to Nashville. I used to put his stories on, or his songs on my story, and be like, dude, Dylan Marlowe is like the move, dude. Like, if you're not listening to him, he's the move. And so it's so cool to see all of his success and like getting to bring him out on the road, because we get along so well. And me and Drew get along so well. So like, we've already got all these like, you know, dates planned to like go mountain biking and go do all this crazy stuff. And oh yeah, the tour is going to be insane. And getting to tour with your friends is just like cherry on top, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get to tour with your freaking best buds and go mountain freaking bike riding and all this crazy stuff and play. We're playing Red Rocks, which is going to be so insane. Man,
you guys are gonna
I could
have a
go
great
on
time.
And on. Oh, yeah. We're going to have an insane time.
For sure. And then last question before we wrap up, you added another fur baby. You were talking about Pi and Marley.
Yep.
What is the story behind Pi's name?
In 2023, when we were on the Morgan tour for the first year, after our set, my guitar player, his name's Brendan Orchard, we call him Brendo, he would go to catering and he would get a pie, an apple pie. So he would go on the bus, and at the time we were on one bus, so everybody was on one bus. And when he would sit down to eat his pie, he would like put it on his knees, and Marley would come up and lay her head on his leg and just be like, you know, hey, you gonna give me some of that pie, or, you know. And he would go, I know you want this pie, but you can't have this pie because this is my pie. And then we started calling her Miss Pie. You can't have this pie. Like, so then Marley got the nickname Miss Pie because she just loved pie and really wanted Brendan to give her the pie. Marley was Miss Pie for a long time, like 2 years, until I found Pie. She was like on the side of the road, like for sale on the side of the road. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And so when I picked her up, I was like, this is Pie. And I thought, okay, if I call them Pie, they'll both come running to me. Because she's known as Miss Pie, but then this is going to be Little Miss Pie. And then that's how Pie is Pie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is so,
so I just
cute.
Thought it'd be cool if they both ran. It would be easy to get them both to come if I just yelled Pie. And they would both come
running. They both show up. Oh,
but now
gosh.
They both run to when I just yell girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty cute.
They're so adorable. When I saw you got another golden, I'm like, I'm getting a golden this summer, so I'm very excited. I've wanted to do this for literally the last 10 years.
It's going to change your life.
I'm so excited.
My life is like a dream. Every morning you just have these like happy ass, they are the happiest dogs.
Happiest.
Ever.
Also,
and
is there
so
cute,
excited.
There's no cuter puppy in the world than a golden retriever puppy. Like, you can't convince me.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why I had been wanting a puppy before I got Pie. Mm. And I was like, man, it's got to be one of those moments, though. It can't just be like, I'm going to go buy a puppy. It's going to be a calling from God. Like, you need this dog. Because I'd wanted to get Marley a friend. Because I'm like, man, she's about to be 4 years old. She needs like, she just like mopes around all day. And, you know, just like, so she needs somebody to play with. So then Pi being on the side of the road was just like.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, my
freaking
God.
Freaking Pi, let's go. And I never regret it. I was like, this is so perfect. I can't believe this happened. Yeah.
Wait, that's so
you'll
funny.
Never regret it. Get a freaking golden retriever.
I know. I'm going to. I also am going to address this in case anybody can hear it. So while we've been sitting here, have you heard how Miles on It is playing downstairs over and over again? Do you hear this?
Well, I love Miles on It.
No, I know you do, but you're going to die when I tell you what it is. The Chippendales are setting up residency on the second floor, so the Chippendale strippers are downstairs practicing right now to Miles on It.
Chippendale strippers.
Yes.
I like...
Would not have thought that, right? So they were doing this last week, and I was like, who is playing Miles on It over and over again? It's so loud, I couldn't record. So I sent my producer down, and he comes up back up, and he's like cackling. He's like, you're going to die. It's the Chippendales. I was like,
what
I'm going
the
down there.
What are Chippendale strippers?
What?
What are they?
You don't know what they're like, male strippers. Did you think they, wait, oh my God. You don't know what the Chippendales, yeah, the Chippendales. They're like male strippers. They wear like a bow tie and like black pants, and that's like, that's their
no
whole
way.
Shtick. Oh my God, I'm dead. Did you think there were like female strippers downstairs right now?
I was so confused. I'm like, dude, this is insane right now. Like,
oh,
honestly,
man.
Katie and company is the littest right now.
Well, it is going to be the littest. The Chippendale strippers are downstairs. But oh my God, so funny. Listen, thank you for coming in and for talking about this collab, your soon to be number one song, the Let's ACM new album. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so
much. You really do see, I would like, just from like in the 2 years since we first talked, like you have grown so much and you should be really proud of that.
Thanks. No, thank you. I've been working on it, so it means a lot.
You're doing good, bud.
To say that. Thanks. Yes.
Of course.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.